Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's episode, we are going to be launching into our overarching theme for the next three sections, which is all about interviewing. The interview. It is the culmination of all your work on career plans and crafting a great resume. In your resume, you are going to be a two-dimensional bullet-pointed person, but that's not who you really are. You are a dynamic individual who is more than a one-page bullet point listing out past experiences. Interviews are the time to let who you are shine. There's only one you, and that is a great thing to have. If you've gotten to the interview stage, then you've already gone through what I personally believe to be the most difficult part of the career process. And now you just need to show who you are and who you will be in their work environment. An interview is one of the most important steps in securing a career with an organization, employer, or graduate school. It is usually the last step in determining whether a candidate is the right fit for the organization or opportunity. The interview personalizes the application process for both the organization and prospective candidates. Preparation and execution are key to a successful interview. While over the next three episodes, we will go over the specifics of doing your research, preparing for the questions, and internal confidence, for this episode, I want to give you a high-level view of these areas and why they're important. When preparing for an interview, it is critical that you know yourself. This should make sense. You are the product that you're trying to sell to this organization. If you don't know about yourself at this point, please, please do some self-assessment. During the interview, you should be able to talk about your resume, personality, abilities and skills, interests, values, and experiences. Who you are as a person and what brought you to this point in your life. As well, for your interview, you need to be prepared to address your interest in the position and your interest in the organization. A tip that I would have for you is to look beyond the answer of, look, I just need to pay my bills and pay for food. Or, this looks like a good position and company, just in general, whatever. Dive a little bit deeper during the preparation and interview process, and be able to talk that next layer deeper. This will really set you apart from the other candidates. It's also important that you know the company the best you possibly can. Research the organization, industry, and position. Learn the organization's leadership, culture and values, and competitors. Doing your research into the position and organization as a whole will help you in a number of ways. First, it will help you decide if this is the right organization for you. You will be a better candidate if you want to be in that environment. Second, it will show the interviewer that you have taken precious time and effort to know more about their organization. They want someone working for them that is interested in their company before there's a monetary incentive to do so. Finally, doing your research into the organization will help prepare you for potential questions that are going to be asked to you, and questions you can ask them. We'll talk more about the specifics of questions later in this episode, and even more in depth in a separate episode. But when you ask interviewers in-depth questions about the organization, that shows that you have done your research and are committed to learning more. The absolute best way to research a company is to look through and dive into their company website. Get beyond the homepage and be familiar with the organization as a whole, even outside your position area. Next, you can look at various other sites such as LinkedIn, Glassdoor, Fishbowl, Candid Career, and other social media sites to see what is being said about this company by both the public and employees. This will give you additional insight into the organization. Once you have done this research, you should start preparing for the interview questions. Each organization will have different questions that they're going to ask. Some organizations have a more fluid interview process where the interviewer can ask you whatever they feel like in the moment, barring illegal questions, of course, while others have an extremely regimented list of questions that their human resources department will not allow them to stray from. We will dive more into questions in a future episode, but some general advice is that the best way to answer these questions is to know yourself and know the organization/industry the best you possibly can. As well, here's a list of the top 10 most commonly asked questions. Take a listen and start practicing. Tell me about yourself. What interests you in the organization? What interests you in this position? What is your relevant experience? Be specific. What are your greatest strengths? Weaknesses? What are your greatest skills? What are some examples of your greatest skills? What distinguishes you from other candidates? What is your preferred work environment? Where do you see yourself X years from now? How will you contribute to the company? Practice what you will say when asked these types of questions many, many times so that you feel comfortable when answering them. You don't want to sound too memorized, but you do want to sound confident and comfortable with what you're talking about. Practice with somebody else out loud and try different ways of answering the questions so that when you are in the moment, you can answer with a natural, confident answer. A great person to practice with is one of the Dornsife Career Pathways career advisors. Hey, it's why we're here. When in the interview, remember that there's more to you than what you say. It's also how you say it. Nonverbal communication is a major part of this process, especially in this day of virtual interviews. Through video or phone interviews, you need to be especially aware of your body language and how it affects how you are presented and how you sound. I recommend dressing up for interviews even if it's over the phone / video, because it will put you in the correct mindset. On phone interviews, make sure you smile, because that will come through your voice. You want your body language to show that you are engaged in the conversation. I want to share some personal examples of what I'm talking about here. When I get excited or nervous, a few things start to happen to me. I start talking very, very quickly, which leads me to stutter over my words. As well, in these tense situations, my hands get very, very fidgety. This combination typically does not make me seem very composed and in control. I've had to train myself that when I get into these situations, especially in interviews, I need to change my behavior. I have to intentionally speak slower and in a more even tone, and teach my hands to stay still. This was not something I managed to do in my very first situation. It took a lot of practice to do this, and to be able to do it without taking up valuable attention space. I spent a lot of time practicing outside of interviews so that when I got into an interview, it was second nature. Practice and have somebody you trust be brutally honest with you about your body language and nonverbal cues and what they're saying to the person on the other side of the desk or computer screen. Then work on it. It's a skill that you can develop and grow in. I know that interviews may seem intimidating. It's an intense situation. It can feel like if you make one mistake, you're done for, but that's not really the case. Do your research and preparation on the organization and what they do. Information is the currency of careers, and nowhere is that more true than in an interview. Practice questions and how you will answer them till you feel comfortable. If the interviewer gives you any information, make sure you know that. And after all, if you do stumble over an answer, know that it's okay. Take a moment to gather your thoughts, then just jump in again. Acknowledge that you are a human and a good, haha, sorry, got tripped up, or just one second, lost my train of thought, is something that the interviewer has had happen to them before as well. They're human too. When asked a question, you're allowed to think about it. Say something like, oh, that's a really good question. Give me a couple of seconds to think how I would answer that. And take a little bit of time to think about your answer. And that's perfectly fine. If you do have an answer off the top of your head, absolutely go ahead. Answer quickly. But if you need a little bit of time for a question or two, take it. We'll get into all of this more during our internal confidence episode, but I want to leave you with this recommendation. Hiring people is a hassle for many organizations. They have a hole in their structure that they want filled as soon as they can, with the best person that they can. The interviewer wants nothing more than for you to succeed in this interview, because that means they can stop looking at resumes, stop interviewing people, and work can get back to normal faster. Many interviewers are on your side. They are rooting for you to do a great job. So go in with confidence that you can be the solution to their problem. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu Career Pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.